This is Jay Sekulow. The Christians in Egypt refused to meet with John Kerry.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Please tell me, why are we...
Well, new criticism for the White House after Secretary of State John Kerry announces that the U.S. is giving Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood-led government $250 million. Your dollars. The move comes as our nation is dealing with big spending changes that have been controversial and that the administration has railed against. Now, some are questioning what could be restored here at home if that taxpayer dough stayed in the good old U.S. of A.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
These cuts will hurt our economy. They'll cost us jobs. And to set it right, both sides need to be willing to compromise. We shouldn't be making a series of dumb, arbitrary cuts to things that businesses depend on and workers depend on, like education and research and infrastructure and defense.
When we're giving $250 million away to a Muslim Brotherhood-led government instead of the needs we have, John Kerry said, well, Egypt has extreme needs. Hello, I think we have some pretty extreme needs here in the United States of America.
What's important to understand is that not everyone will feel the pain of these cuts right away. The pain, though, will be real.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Well, things continuing to heat up in Egypt, and we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Coptic Christians in Egypt refused to meet with John Kerry. They refused to meet with him because of the aid that was promised the Muslim Brotherhood. And, ready for this? The Coptic Christians' primary spokesperson said, this is, folks, I want you to listen to what he said. Washington is drawing closer to the Muslim Brotherhood to serve U.S. interests in the Middle East. Now, you know, look, here's the reality. Do we believe that the Muslim Brotherhood is going closer to the United States? I don't even think the Coptic Christian statement is correct there. But we are growing closer to the Muslim Brotherhood because the United States thinks we can kind of woo them into this moment of where they'll feel an affinity to the United States, which is nonsense. You got all the cuts going on here, $85 billion worth. At the same time, we're building the military of Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood-led government. Now think about this for a moment, folks. And we're cutting our own here. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. If John Kerry were in the room right now, if he was in this radio studio right now, what would you say to him? What would you ask him? 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, you work with a lot of Coptic Christians. They have a lot of trouble in Egypt right now.
Absolutely right. I mean, the Coptic Christians who are already facing a tough situation under the Mubarak government, mostly because that government was trying to keep radicals at bay, upset if even a new church was built, if a church was brought up to inspection code. Basically, we're talking about plumbing even, had to be approved by governors. The governor of your area had to approve your church getting up to code. So that was, of course, a way to shut down churches then because they would be violating the health codes. And that was what the Coptic Christians were dealing with along with other persecution. Now it's an Islamist government seeking to rout out all other beliefs, all other religions, and of course the Coptic Christians fall right there. Even though they are not standing on street corners trying to convert Egyptians, they're very sensitive to where they're located. They're a big minority of faith, about 10% to 15% of the population.
But they're feeling terrible persecution, and that's the reality of what they're dealing with. Folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. If John Kerry were sitting right here, or if the head of the Muslim Brotherhood were right here in the studio, what would you ask him? What would you tell him? 1-800-684-3110. Now, we've got this sequestration going on right now in the United States. We've got a petition up, and it is to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. And by the way, in 24 hours, 51,000 of you have signed on to this petition. If you want to join us and protect and put America first, protect our military, 1-877-989-2255 to add your name to this petition to sequester funds going to the Muslim Brotherhood, or ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org, or 1-877-989-2255. Back with more in a moment.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Again, folks, we've got a sequestration in the United States going on. That's going to affect our military. It's going to affect our national security. Could affect our, they're saying, border security. I don't think it's going to be to the numbers and to the pain level that the president would like. But nevertheless, ask yourself this question. If we're sequestering $250 billion here, why are we giving $1.5 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood and $250 million on top of that? We say don't do it. Let's not do this. And the good news is over 51,000 of you are joining our petition to sequester the funds going to the Muslim Brotherhood. In other words, they don't go. And we're getting congressional support on this as well, which is very, very important here. We encourage you to join with us. If you haven't signed this petition, do so today at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or simply go to the ACLJ's website, aclj.org, where in fact over 51,000 of you have already gone. So aclj.org or 1-877-989-2255. Let's go right to the phones.
Roger calling in from New York on line one. Roger, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hey, thank you.
Good. Hi, Roger.
Now, here's the thing I'm looking at. Obama is determined to disarm the Americans through gun control. Then he's, in an interest of the sequester, said, oh, no more Bradley fighting vehicles. At the same time, they've just now given the Department of Homeland Security thousands of heavy-duty armored cars, and they're giving them over a billion hollow-point bullets. What's this all about?
Well, what it's all about is priorities. And what you've got right now is a memo that the president, one of his underlings, sent out, Jordan, and I know it's making the rounds in Washington, where the president said, make the sequester as painful as possible. That's what the memo said. Because the reality is, it's not going to be, quote, the size of our deficits and budgets, $85 billion is not a lot of money. But this is politics, pure and simple.
Yeah, absolutely. And they've said very clearly, the Obama administration, to staff, for instance, at the U.S. Department of Agriculture, there was a regional director who wanted to kind of say, okay, here's the cuts, but we can do this in a way that people don't really feel it. So it's not like our whole budget was cut. These are smaller cuts when you get down to each different department, especially at those that, mostly hits the defense world and, of course, our military and a lot of the civilian staff with the armed forces. But at a place like the Department of Agriculture, they say, okay, we can spread this around so the pain isn't so bad in one area. And the director wrote back the supervisor wrote back and said, make sure whatever you do is in line with everything we've said at the administration. Make sure everything we do doesn't conflict with what the administration says. What does that mean? that it does it, that it's not too unpainful. That you got to make sure that whatever the president's saying about it, the people feel. Now, this is someone who was a good government employee who would say, okay, here's the cuts. We can do this in a way. It won't hurt people so bad, and they won't even necessarily feel it. And they were basically told, given a warning, they better feel it.
Which tells you something about what the administration is doing. But you got to understand also that at the same time, you got our Secretary of State in the Middle East, in Egypt, specifically stating that we're giving $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood. So, folks, again, we're objecting to that. With all this talk of sequestration, we've started our own movement here at the ACLJ. Sequester the Muslim Brotherhood in Egypt. If you want to join with us, and listen, over 50,000 of you already have, go to ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org. Or call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org. Let me play bite number 19. The president talking about the pain of the cuts. What is going to happen here? Take a listen.
We shouldn't be making a series of dumb, arbitrary cuts to things that businesses depend on and workers depend on, like education and research and infrastructure and defense. It's unnecessary, and at a time when too many Americans are still looking for work, it's inexcusable. Now, what's important to understand is that not everyone will feel the pain of these cuts right away. The pain, though, will be real.
Well, you know, the fact is, ask yourself this question, folks. If we've got this pain that we're going to be feeling, why are we giving these other governments money? I mean, I don't understand it. And the fact of the matter is, this is a planned move by the administration to basically woo the Muslim Brotherhood, which is ridiculous that they're violating every existing treaty they already have with Israel. But the fact of the matter is, this is what we're dealing with, and we're going to fight back, and we're doing just that. All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Jordan, who's next?
Let's go to Charles, calling in from Nevada, online for Charles. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Charles. Charles, you're on the air. All right, Charles.
All right, let's go to Denise, calling in from Washington State, online to Denise. Welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Denise, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you.
Sure.
Comment to Kerry with you, why don't we cut some of the budgets to these other countries that we support?
Well, we've said that too. I mean, this is exactly correct. I mean, why are we cutting our military expenditures while we're delivering F-16 and 200 tanks to the Muslim Brotherhood? Why are we having to suffer economic consequences when the Muslim Brotherhood is getting rewarded for bad behavior? And Jordan, I think that's what needs, and I know that is becoming pronounced in Washington. What's your sense of what happens in Washington? We have really done, not just us, but a very effective job of holding back on future spending. I mean, there is real movement now on Congress on this issue.
Well, yeah, and I want to think about the people like Senator Rand Paul, who yesterday, the longest filibuster since Strom Thurmond took the floor in the 60s. 12 hours, and it ended after midnight. I know a lot of people are tuning into that. Had people like the GOP leader, Mitch McConnell, joining in, Ted Cruz joining in, 15 senators who came down to assist that, as well as a Democrat, because of the Brennan nomination. He's also been a leader, Senator Paul, on the Egyptian funding. So has Marco Rubio. Senator Rubio wrote this in National Review, U.S. foreign assistance should reflect our values and should be a tool to influence policy. Unfortunately, in the case of Egypt, the administration's approach does neither. And he talks about working with his colleagues to raise these concerns before the administration offers up another $260 million in economic aid. So you've already got senators saying, listen, you do this now, well, guess what happens next? Next, we're going to make this an issue in Congress when we can start cutting those funds and holding those funds.
You know, Senator Rand Paul, you mentioned him, Jordan, asked a series of questions during the confirmation hearing of John Kerry about the weapons that we were going to supply. And listen, this will give you some insight onto where they're coming from here, where John Kerry and where the administration is coming from. Number 9.
Keep sending them weapons. They're not going to change their behavior.
Let me just finish. President Morsi has issued two statements to clarify those comments. Not everything lends itself to a simple clarity, black, white, this, that, every time. We have critical interests with Egypt.
Yeah, well, we have critical interest with Egypt. Does that mean we give them, you know, money with no conditions, which is exactly what we're doing here? All right, let's grab another phone call again, folks. If you want to talk to us on air, 800-684-3110. Who's next, Jordan?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. Connie calling in from Ohio on line three. Connie, welcome to Jay Secchio Live.
Hi, Connie.
Hello, Jay. I just want to tell you that I support you every month.
We appreciate that. Thank you.
What you're doing. And I just want to say this, like this one woman said to Carrie, you know, why are we sending money that we don't have to terrorists when we need our defense here? And another thing I want to say, we're spending money, and yet we're going to cut Social Security, we're going to cut Medicaid, we're going to cut this, and we're going to cut that. And that just don't make sense to me.
Well, you know, it doesn't make sense to us either, Connie. And, you know, I guess this comes back to the fundamental question, Jordan. What's going to happen in Washington on this very issue?
You know, on this issue, what you've seen is, I think, a backfiring on the administration. This did not have to happen, Connie. This is not a significant, I mean, it's $85 billion, a lot of money. But in the federal budget, I mean, when you're requesting $3 to $4 trillion a year in federal spending, you can see why that's a blip that could be spread out to a point where no one would feel the impact. Not one person would feel the impact. Certainly you don't have to shut down the White House tours if you can do the dinner with the 22 senators the same night that you're announcing that. And so in Washington, D.C., which they did. And I think all of that can happen. It's fine for the president to have dinner with the senators, but also let the people visit the White House, who have been scheduling their tour, and don't try to use that as an excuse. If you know, if you're still able to travel, which the leader of the free world should, then the people should be able to still go on the tours. And that is why you have seen, for the first time in a long time, the polls have switched. The latest polls are now showing Obama with under 50% approval. And this is all tied to his handling of the economic issues surrounding the sequester.
Sure.
Every threat they made turned out to be false so far. And trying to blame the Republicans on in the Senate for not making a deal was ridiculous, because they offered a number of deals to get through this without any cuts.
Right.
It wouldn't have been necessary for this $85 billion cut.
I want to play for you soundbite number 15. It's very short. This is, again, we're giving money to the Muslim Brotherhood. And listen to what John Kerry says to the leadership of the Muslim Brotherhood about our giving money.
I emphasize again, as strongly as I can, we're not here to interfere. I'm here to listen.
Do us a favor. Interfere. It's the Muslim Brotherhood we're giving money to. Folks, if you want to see a sequestration of the funds going to the Muslim Brotherhood, then call us right now at 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. Or you can also go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Or 1-877-989-2255.
The release of Pastor Youssef Nardakhani would not have happened without the tremendous coverage from the Christian media and from global news networks like Fox News. Media coverage kept the spotlight on Pastor Youssef, and while the ACLJ is grateful to the millions of people who stood with us in the fight to free Pastor Youssef, the ACLJ is also grateful for the news organizations that kept the focus on this story, including Fox News anchor Megyn Kelly, who interviewed ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow about the victory.
I want to thank you and Fox News for covering this, because it gave it a global interest.
The American Center for Law and Justice is specifically dedicated to the ideal that religious freedom and freedom of speech are inalienable, God-given rights. And you stood up for those principles successfully here. Jay, good for you.
With Pastor Youssef now free, the ACLJ continues its work, now focusing on the persecution of other Christians whose rights, whose freedoms are being threatened. Learn more about the work of the ACLJ online, aclj.org. With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. But remember, we're here for a full 30 minutes more and after this segment, so go to aclj.org. That's aclj.org, and you could, if you don't get the full SiriusXM, you can certainly get us right on our website at aclj.org. We live stream it right there. Folks, we're taking your phone calls, as I said, but again, sign on to this petition to stop your money, our money, from going to the Muslim Brotherhood. We got a sequestration in the United States. The president says he wants it to be painful. Well, then let's make sure we give a little pain to the Muslim Brotherhood by, like, not propping them up. ACLJ.org, 1-877-989-2255. My goal was to be at 100,000. With your help, we're going to get there. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Jordan, let's give a quick update on the Saeed matter, too, for people that I know we've had some calls on that in the last couple of days. Give everybody an update.
Sure. Our director of the European Center for Law and Justice in France was able to deliver remarks for Pastor Saeed on his behalf. And to the UN Human Rights Council, all 47 member states, we'll have footage of that to show people shortly. It's impressive. A number of countries represented, and we'll have another opportunity to do so next week. There's also going to be some special programming on Saeed, some special pieces on Saeed coming up tomorrow on Fox News and on CBN News. So people will make sure to get that out to people as well if they check aclj.org. But a different way of hearing the story from his wife, Nagme, and from us, and an inside look at the family as well will be coming up this Friday and over the weekend.
All right, folks, we're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. Who's next?
Karen calling in from California on line 6, feeling the sequestration directly at home. Karen, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Karen.
Hi. Thank you so much. I really appreciate your program. I wanted to just let you know, I mean, what you're saying is very true about the painful process. And in my neck of the woods, these people are not in the Department of Defense like my husband. They seem to almost not care, at least a lot of the liberals. We're getting a $1,600 a month cut, a pay cut. I have lupus and I can't work. And we actually have to move. So it is a big change. And my husband, along with everybody else that's in Department of Defense, I mean, he works for the Navy. He's an aerospace engineer, and he works on the jets that go out on the
campus
and designs things. And he has said for years, well, number one, we haven't even had the 3% cost of living increase since 08 when Obama came into office. And now we're getting to $1,600 a month.
Did they give you any kind of, Karen, was there any kind of memo or email or anything with the cut? Did they say anything, or did they just say, in light of the sequester, this is what we're having to do?
I'm not sure. I'll ask my husband. But I think he's had a lot of emails. He's just looked real hush-hush about it.
Well, this is what this is the thing. First of all, it could have all been avoided. And there should have been no impact on your husband whatsoever. You understand, $85 billion to our government is 10 cents. I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's obviously it's real money. But it's affecting you real. And the problem is, Karen, that the administration wants it to hurt enough so that you people like you and your husband who are working in his particular situation on aircraft defending our freedom are basically put in this horrible situation. There's no need for this. Now, I could give you right now, I could start whittling away at the $85 million in no time and eliminate that. But why don't we start with about $2 billion, and if you look at the entire region, about $7 billion or $10 billion that were given to the Muslim Brotherhood, that were given to the Pakistanis, that were given to all these other groups. But instead, we're hurting you and your husband, or not we, the administration, for no reason. And that's why if the American people rise up and say, we are not accepting this, the people like Karen and her husband, America First, especially in our defense, Jordan mentioned this American First doctrine yesterday, that we're not going to prop up an Islamist regime in Egypt. Well, if the American people speak out, we could stop it. But it's going to take the American people speaking out. Now, you heard from Karen, folks. This is exactly the reason why you go to ACLJ.org, you sign on to that petition, or you call us at 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. Easy way to do it, though, right at the website at ACLJ.org. Jordan, that is exactly the reason why we've got to fight. I mean, when you see the situation like Karen's, this is why you fight.
Right. It's ridiculous. It's not fair. And the blame is on the President of the United States. The deals were there. The compromises were available. And he again, is the one who made these cuts hit people like Karen and her husband. He put this together in his White House to try and back Republicans into a corner and saying, you know what, if you don't do what I want, I'm going to cut defense spending and the defense budget. And people like Karen are going to feel that. Of course, they already are feeling that. But that's the president who decided that's who he would target, not other agencies, not programs instead of people's salaries. But instead, he's targeting, you know, salaries for people who've worked for the military. And so that is, I think, why you've seen for the first time, and I can't even remember the last time, the president really has been underwater in the polls. Now, it's always been close, a closely divided country. But now you see people who agree with the president ideologically really reflecting in the polls that he has mishandled this. I mean, it's become a mess and really a disaster, I think. And you'll see this reflected in the future as he tries to work with Congress again, because he did that dinner in Washington, D.C., because of how nasty he tried to put the blame on the Republicans. And he realized if you keep this up, then nothing will get done.
Well, the fact of the matter is all of this is intentional moves from the White House. Don't think for a moment it's not. Let's grab another call before the break here, folks. Remember, we're here for another half hour, 1-800-684-3110, if you want to talk to us on air. And if you don't get the full hour on Sirius, if you're not on Sirius XM, just go to ACLJ.org. We'll be streaming it live there and encourage you to do it. By the way, you can also download it as a podcast, and we encourage you to start doing that as well. Start doing the podcast at our broadcast. You could do that and keep informed and educated as well. Let's grab another call.
Let's see if Alan is there. He was holding on for us. Alan, Nevada, line 5. Alan, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Alan.
Thank you. Jay, by design, our own government is turning against us. They have shown us that they can't be trusted to govern in the country's best interest when it sends expensive tanks and planes to our potential enemies.
Not potential, our enemies. I agree with what you're saying, but I don't think they're potential. I think the Muslim Brotherhood is our enemies. But keep going, Alan.
But the country does not want its government, that is, does not want to trust its own law-abiding citizens with their unalienable God-given rights. And we have.
Well, I mean, you could ask yourself this: you know, what the government wants to, or the Obama administration is proposing to restrict Second Amendment rights while we're arming the Muslim Brotherhood. That gives you something to think about. I mean, think about that for a second, folks. We're going to arm the Muslim Brotherhood while we're proposing restrictions on our own citizens, and we've got a constitutional amendment called the Second Amendment that protects the right to keep and bear arms, but we're going to put in, well, don't worry, we're going to give those weapons that we're going to take from the American citizens, I guess, or the funds from the American citizens, and give it over to the Muslim Brotherhood. I mean, just think about this reality. And this is the reason why, folks, you can join over 50,000 people that are reacting, that are standing with us, ACLJ.org, that's ACLJ.org, or call us at 1-877-989-2255. We want you to add your name to a petition to sequester, separate, do not give the funds to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. I encourage you to do so today, folks. It's serious. We can win this. You know, that $1.5 billion so far is not going. And we're going to keep working on make sure it doesn't happen again in the future. Your participation makes a huge difference here. ACLJ.org. It's ACLJ.org. Or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that petition. ACLJ.org or 877-989-2255. We'll be taking more of your calls when we come back.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 800-684-3110. We're talking about the Muslim Brotherhood getting our money while we have an economic, quote, sequestration going on here. We're going to go right to the phones because we've got a lot of calls that are coming in. Let's go next.
Yep, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Eugene calling from California on line four. Eugene, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Jay and Jordan.
Hey, Eugene.
My call.
Sure.
I guess two questions. First question is there really an underlying reason for the administration giving the Muslim Brotherhood all this money? Because, I don't know, for me, the first thing that pops in my mind is oil. But, I mean, that could be far, far.
Well, I'm going to let Jordan answer this because this has been discussed extensively in Washington and there's international implications on this. Jordan, what is the administration's justification for doing this? What are they?
Well,
what at least they say they're thinking?
Yeah, it's not oil directly. Egypt's not a major exporter of natural resources. What it is about, Eugene, is the Suez Canal at most, keeping that open. Now, here's the problem. The Muslim Brotherhood-led government, by keeping the Suez Canal open, guess who they've started passing right through? Not Iranian freighters, Iranian warships through the Suez Canal. I mean, we literally have moments, and sometimes we don't think about this, where there is a U.S. warship and part, our fleet, the 7th Fleet in the Persian Gulf area that uses the Suez Canal, which is important for trade. And we pass right by Iranian warships. It's not as if there's no contact between our nations. And that's all because of the Muslim Brotherhood. Now, this is what Senator Rubio is talking about, Eugene. Yes, that we have interest in making sure that certain things get done. But why aren't we demanding that? And why aren't we using our influence? This is what Senator Rubio wrote for National Review. U.S. foreign assistance should reflect our values and should be a tool to influence policy. Look at what he said right there. He's not afraid of saying that if you get our money, we influence your domestic policy. We influence your decision making, and we require you to do something for it. You don't get free money from the U.S. government. No one's ever given out U.S. aid comes with strings attached to it. And it says, unfortunately, in the case of Egypt, the approach does neither of those things. It doesn't reflect our values because we're funding the Muslim Brotherhood, Islamist, Sharia law government, and we're not influencing any policy. We have got to get real commitments. And I think, what you said yesterday spells it out perfectly, which is that not just in English. I want to see Mohamed Morsi on Al Jazeera and all the other networks over there, which he's gone on to say all the things about Jews and this and that in Arabic, and go on in Arabic and say how he's going to uphold all of the peace treaties with Israel, not with the Zionist, not with the United States. I'm talking about Israel, the actual word being used. Exactly right, but in Arabic, because the English press doesn't matter. He can say whatever he wants, and that the people aren't reading it.
Right, exactly correct. But the problem is they're not going to do it because, this is the Zionist regime is the words they like to use. They're saying they're placating the Israelis. This is not a friend of Israel. I mean, let's be realistic of what we're dealing with here. This is not friends of Israel or the Israeli people. And that's just a fact of the matter. Folks, we're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Now, we have had over 50,000 of you sign our petition, which is to sequester the funds going to the Muslim Brotherhood. Actually, it's even more than that right now, and it continues to grow. We're probably approaching, with phone calls and everything else that's coming, we may be approaching 55,000. So I want to encourage you to become part of the team here. Join with us. You've seen how these petitions have worked so successfully in the past. We're at 52,400. You had phone calls to that. We're at least 54,000 signatures on our way to 100,000. We want you to join with us. It's easy to do. ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. That's ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign on this petition. By the way, this bumper music you're hearing recorded right here in our studios by the in-house band at Jay Sekulow Live. Back with more in a moment.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org. At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. We're even thinking about letting you select a song of the week that we'll record and then use it as a bumper music if your song is selected. So we're going to let you know if we actually do that. We're thinking about it. 1-800-684-3110. Let's go right back to the phones. Who do we have next?
Yeah, back to the phones we go. People have been holding on. Evelyn in California, line 3. Evelyn, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Evelyn.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my
sure.
This money to Egypt is so disgusting to no end how moronic this is. And I would tell Kerry, I'm sorry, to get his head screwed on straight, instead help the country he's living in.
Well, you know, it's interesting because in the Hill newspaper, again, not a conservative paper, here's the headline. Kerry's bumpy foreign tour raises stakes for Obama's first official visit to Israel. It's bumpy because of self-induced inflictions. I mean, that's really the problem here. It's self-induced. And, Jordan, that's the reality we're dealing with.
Absolutely right. I mean, this is something we don't have to accept in the United States. When we're the superpower of the world, we're the leaders of the free world, and we give out aid that no one comes close to even giving out. So we're not even, you know, this is direct aid to people. Guess what? You take money from the United States, you don't get right. to badmouth us, not publicly and not privately.
Right.
You better be our ally. And that means if we say you've got to uphold agreements with Israel, you got to go on TV and in Arabic press. Listen, the people can choose who they want in these elections if you want to consider them free. I'm not sure that one was because people were scared of the Muslim Brotherhood beating them up if they didn't vote a certain way or in the Christian areas if they even showed up to vote. But let's say you accept it. Well, guess what? That's fine. We don't have to. It doesn't mean we have to give you money, because you had a Democratic vote.
Yeah, but
if we don't like the leader, we can cut you off. And we never told the people of Egypt the truth. The truth is, if you vote this way, we're cutting you off. And we're going to give that $2 billion over to Israel so that they can put more troops on the Sinai border and make sure they're ready for any Muslim Brotherhood attack. Since you're opening up the Gaza Strip crossing so that they can get rockets in from Hezbollah into Iran to Hamas.
Yeah, now listen, folks, I want you to listen to this. John Kerry keeps talking about Egypt as if they had fair elections, that these were real elections. This was questioning by Senator Paul. Take a listen to Kerry's response.
They've had an election. They've had a constitutional process. There's another election that is coming up shortly for the lower house. The fact that sometimes other countries elect somebody that you don't completely agree with doesn't give us permission to walk away from their election.
You know, I think right there, actually, it does. If somebody that is elected that holds positions contrary to you, you can walk away. And Representative Ileana Rose-Lathan from Florida has objected to Secretary of State Kerry's decision to give $250 million extra aid from a pot of money that she's put on hold as chairwoman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee last year. Listen to this quote. "I'm glad he's wrapping up this tour," Rose-Lathan told The Hill, "because every stop he makes, more promises of financial aid to our, quote, so-called allies, and if he doesn't wrap up this tour soon, we'll be further bankrupt." That's a reason, folks, for us to engage this issue. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255 to sign your name to this petition right now to sequester the funds going to the Muslim Brotherhood. And we are winning this battle. And with your help, we're going to continue to. ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255. Who do we have next?
Yep, Dorothy in California, she's been holding on. Dorothy, welcome to JSecio Live.
Yeah, I can't tell you how much I appreciate the ACLJ. You're doing a wonderful work. And I can't figure out why we haven't, not just you, but the Republicans haven't done this before. And I'm wondering what's happening about those planes and tanks.
Okay, well, no, that's a good question. Four planes have been delivered, no other deliveries yet. But Congresswoman Ileana Rose-Lathan from Florida has put a hold on the funds, and she's the chairwoman of the committee that does it. Now, it doesn't mean the president can't override that. But right now, Jordan, those funds have been frozen. So the Secretary of State's making all these promises. So far, we're able to block it.
That's right. That's trying to make put pressure on Congress. Some of these funds were pre-authorized, but they do have to be released. And this will set up, and it does set up, a funding battle between the White House and Congress. Congress has, of course, the power of the purse, specifically the House of Representatives. And I think it's very important for everyone to realize that moving forward, I think we should support every member of Congress who decides they don't get another dime until publicly and privately, they've made the assurances that we've been talking about. It's not as if we wouldn't fund for these aid programs to keep the peace and to make sure that the Muslim Brotherhood did not take their efforts. But who did they host right away in Egypt? Ahmadinejad.
Right.
What on earth are we thinking? If you host Ahmadinejad, we should cut you off. We should cut you off for years. We should make your people feel the pain of what it's like when the United States is no longer your friend. What does that mean? Not as much food, not as much money, no new weapons, no new F-16s, no new tanks. Try to defend yourself from the people when they storm your presidential palace when you don't have any U.S. weapons to defend yourself with.
Exactly. Let me play soundbite number 16 and 17 again. This is John Kerry when he was in Cairo with the Muslim Brotherhood leaders. Take a listen to what he said.
We're not here to urge anybody to take one particular action or another, though we have a point of view, and certainly I will express that. But what we support is democracy and the people and the nation of Egypt.
Really? The constitutional process, completely biased. Will Haynes pointed this out in our internally here. Let's look back at what we're talking about. The constitutional process is biased. They impose Sharia law, and the lower house election right now, and this isn't our reports, folks, this is media reports, is being boycotted by the minorities, including the Coptic Christians. And you got John Kerry saying this is a democratic election? I mean, what planet are they living on? All right, we're taking more of your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. Who's next?
Yep, back to the phones we go. Amanda in Tennessee, line two. Amanda, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Amanda.
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is, other than signing the petition, what can we do on a local government level in our states or in our cities? Is there more that we can do to stand against what Barack Obama is doing in the government for to send money to the...
Yes. Call your two senators from Tennessee, Lamar Alexander. It would be one I would definitely call Senator Alexander's office. I think that's really critical here. That makes a difference. Call your House of Representative member, your member of Congress as well. Polite, courteous, but direct, and say, I would like the funds not to go forward to the Muslim Brotherhood. And they will take that down, and they record all this. In addition to signing the petitions, this is the next step. It's direct engagement. If you go to aclj.org, there's a section on our website. It says, Contact Congress. And when you go to it, you say you choose your state, you put in your zip code, and I'll put in it. Where are you calling from in Tennessee, Amanda?
Okay, excellent. Thank you.
Now, where are you calling from in Tennessee? What's part of Tennessee?
Tennessee.
Knoxville? Okay, so you'd put in your zip code for Knoxville, and up would come your representative, and you go right to it. And they can then make a direct call, and that's a good idea as well. We encourage you to do that. All right, Jordan, let's try to grab a couple more calls here.
Yeah, back to the phones we go. William in Georgia, line six. William's been holding on. William, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, William.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Real quickly. The first thing is if we're going to borrow this type of money from China,
yep,
let it be the benefit of our own country.
Right.
The second thing is, for those people who are my color especially that voted for Barack Obama to be in office, was it really about the affairs of this country and Israel, or was it about the fact that he was black?
Well, that, you know, that raises a whole other issue, which at this point is the president of the United States. So you know what we do, William? And I know you're African-American. We fight back on the policies, not on the personal, on the policies. And that's precisely what we're doing. By the way, again, it was our last caller said, and I think it's a great idea. Make that direct call to your senators. If you're in Tennessee, it's Bob Corker, Lamar Alexander, depending on what your district is. Call your congressman. Those are all important steps. Again, Ileana Rose Lathan has said she is not releasing this money, which means right now we're winning this battle. One more call very quickly here. By the way, coming up on the next segment of the broadcast, I was on Sean Hannity's broadcast on this, debating this very point about the money, and you're going to want to listen to this active and aggressive debate that took place on air. Jordan, who's next?
Gerald in Michigan, line five. Gerald, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Gerald.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
Thank you for answering.
Sure.
Okay, listen, man. I've been following you guys for the last couple of months on this ordeal with
yes, sir.
The money being transferred. But let's get to the point. What's really going on behind the closed door? You just don't send that type of money to a country
I know.
And give up tanks and jets and all that. It's something that they are keeping secret from us that's real important to them that they must have.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, I think there is, and Jordan, give us a 10-second answer here. This is Gerald brings up an interesting point. There is an agenda. It's just unfolding right now. We only got like 10 seconds.
The only agenda is possibly the Suez Canal. The Muslim Brotherhood is untrustworthy. They kill their own citizens. They're Islamist government, and they invited Ahmadinejad to come meet with them, which is an enemy of the United States, that we're leaving the room about every time Iran speaks, but we're giving them $260 million.
All right, ACLJ.org or 1-877-989-2255, but go right to the website, sign that petition, ACLJ.org. Back with more in a moment.
At a time when our values, our freedoms, our constitutional rights are under attack, it's more important than ever to know that the American Center for Law and Justice is on your side. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow.
We are very grateful. I want to say this, a huge thank you to our friends and members from literally from coast to coast. Because of the generosity of our members, we've added new lawyers. We're handling international affairs as high as even the United Nations. A lot of issues going on, a lot of great things happening, and a huge thank you to our friends and members around the country.
With an exceptional track record of success, the American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, protecting your freedoms, defending your rights, in courts, in Congress, and in the public arena. There's no better place to get the facts, the truth, about the issues that matter most to you and your family than at the ACLJ website. Learn more about our work and our defense of freedom online at aclj.org. With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, the Obama administration is planning to send more taxpayer dollars overseas to the terrorist-led government in Egypt, cutting U.S. defense dollars, but sending hundreds of millions of new taxpayer dollars to the hostile Muslim Brotherhood. The Obama administration already has sent high-tech weapons to Egypt. Now Secretary of State Kerry is promising to send another $250 million to that country. He wants to give more aid to radical Islamists who embrace Sharia law, a dictatorship that tramples religious freedom and human rights. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, folks. My dad was on with Sean Hannity this week talking about a very important issue, this idea that we can fund. And Secretary Kerry, our Secretary of State, goes over to Egypt, meets with Mohamed Morsi, the president, the Muslim Brotherhood president of Egypt, and says, you know, here's your $250 million in aid. Now, so we're giving $250 million in Egypt to Egypt when we've got all these sequester threats by our own government saying that people will lose their jobs. Americans will lose jobs because of the sequester, but we can give $250 million to the Muslim Brotherhood. Folks, we should be sequestering the Muslim Brotherhood. That's the truth. Call now if you want to add your name to that petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. And listen, as the other guy in the debate against my dad, he squirms, trying to justify why, at a time where we're sequestering so much from the American people, or we're supposedly doing so, that's what we're being told by our administration, we can write $250 million checks with our taxpayer money to the Muslim Brotherhood. Take a listen.
And as President Obama wallows in his self-inflicted sequestration mess and tries to take more of your hard-earned money to dig himself out of this, listen to this. Over the weekend, Secretary of State John Kerry met face-to-face with the man himself, the 9/11 truther, Egyptian President Mohamed Morsi. Now, after meeting with the man who has called the Israelis the descendants of apes and pigs, Kerry announced that he's going to immediately give to Egypt, that means Morsi, the Muslim Brotherhood, $190 million in aid, $450 million in total aid over time. Why? Simply because Morsi promised to implement political and economic reforms. How generous of the administration, all on sequestration weekend. Now, last time I checked, that we could use that money right here in this country, Mr. Secretary. Now, that's just the tip of the iceberg, because in 2013, the fiscal year alone, the administration is slated to hand over more than $1.5 billion to this rogue regime in Cairo. Now, meanwhile, we've also learned that the Obama State Department has allotted $469 million to address, quote, global climate change. Pretty unreal. That's all your hard-earned dollars. And joining me now with reaction from the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow, and former aide to Senator John Kerry, an adjunct professor of media studies at the New School, obviously a liberal institution, Mark Hannon is there. Guys, welcome back.
Hey, Sean.
Hi, right. Sean.
So this is where we're giving ultimately $1.5 billion. So let's just take the Kerry promise this weekend of $450 million. Okay, so we're going to give $450 million taxpayer dollars to a guy that referred to the Israelis as descendants of apes and pigs. He is part of the Muslim Brotherhood, a terrorist organization, a 9/11 truther. Now, I have a list here of things that we could better spend this money on. We'll put it up on the screen, Mark, and like $200 million from procurement of ammunition for the Army, $59 million for U.S. Marshals, service salaries, expenses, $53 million for food safety and inspection services. You get the point. And maybe we can spend the other billion on the kids that are poor or the kids that are disabled, as the president said we'd be cutting from. Why should we give the money to him and not the children and not the our own military?
Sean, there's absolutely no question that those are deserving programs that you list on the screen, but yeah. Giving
but we have limited money, so why should Morsi why should Morsi get it over the children in America and sure. over our military?
And I'll answer that. And it's absolutely well within the United States' national interest, as well as national security interest, to make sure Egypt remains a strong ally. As you know, it's the oldest American ally in the
Muslim
Arab
Brotherhood
world.
Run Egypt now.
And, well, the president, look, the Muslim Brotherhood and the Freedom and Justice Party, which is a political wing of the Muslim Brotherhood, Americans are right to have concerns about
the
Morsi.
The Israelis are descendants of apes
past,
and pigs.
No,
that's
kidding.
What Morsi
Hamas
said.
Is also a is the military wing or the terrorist wing of the Muslim Brotherhood.
Right.
Mark,
right.
I mean,
so what do you suggest? I mean, this was a democratically elected and
I suggest you don't give $250 million or $1.5 billion to the Muslim Brotherhood-led government in Egypt when the president of the United States himself, Barack Obama, said he could not define them as an ally. And he can't define them
right.
as an ally
okay.
because you don't
Jay,
know
money,
which way they're going
to
go when it comes to the United States.
Right.
Except
let
you know this. When we were trying
on,
to get access to witnesses in Benghazi, Egypt blocked it.
All right, let me ask Mark this.
The
very
Muslim Brotherhood
Mark,
blocked
I want a real answer.
Thanks. Hopefully I'll be able to answer it.
We're borrowing 46 cents of every dollar we spend. The president says poor children and disabled children will suffer as a result of the sequestration. Why $1.5 billion of limited resources to the 9/11 truther, the Muslim Brotherhood, who refers to the Israelis as descendants of apes and pigs, why them over our military and our children? You didn't answer that.
Let's be clear about what we're talking about.
Why them over us?
I'll answer you.
Why?
We're giving money not to the Muslim Brotherhood. We're giving money, $60 million, as you know, Sean, and you didn't mention it in your lead-in, but is going directly to entrepreneurs and for economic incentives to create an democratic institutions.
Why $1.5 trillion to a country run by the head of the Muslim Brotherhood?
Trillion, I think you meant billion, and it's $2
billion
that
yes.
we give to Pakistan. We give $3 billion to Israel. Why do we give $600
million
to Nigeria?
$1.5 billion going to the Muslim Brotherhood, $1.3 which is for military weapons, Sean. That's
for
the fact.
All sorts of reasons. It's the most cost-effective.
Mark, hang on.
Part
Jay,
of our national security apparatus.
Do you really Mark, do you really believe yeah. that the Muslim Brotherhood-led government under Morsi in Egypt is part of our apparatus in the Middle East? Or will you not acknowledge that the entire plan of the president with regard to the Arab Spring has turned into an Islamicized winter nightmare, and we're in a thaw now that could even be worse? I mean, the reality is, look where the money's going and how in the world we're having sequestration in the United States when we're giving $1.5 billion that we're having to borrow from the Chinese to give to the Muslim Brotherhood when we're cutting services in the United States.
I'll tell you where the money is going.
Sorry,
the money is going to create a stable and strong Egypt, which is absolutely imperative in that part of the world.
Yeah.
What are the consequences?
Do you believe that the Muslim Brotherhood government can create a stable Egypt?
If the democracy in Egypt unravels...
You think that's democracy?
He was voted in. Like it or not, Sean, it's not us in America who get to vote for the Egyptian president. The Egyptians get to vote for their own.
Jay is next. Go ahead.
Mark, here's the problem. I don't believe... And I think most people that are engaged in this, and I've got an office that deals with a lot of these situations in the Middle East, that the Muslim Brotherhood government's going to be stable at all. And if it is going to be stable, it's going to be about as stable as Iran, which means it's going to be an Islamist government, which it already is. And do you really believe, Mark, really? You're a smart guy. Do you really believe that a government under Morsi, with attempts he's made to grab power and continues to, dismissing the military leadership that previous administration had, do you believe that they're an ally of the United States?
I believe that absolutely Morsi has conducted a power grab. I believe we have a right to be concerned about that, and I believe that's exactly why the foreign
is he an
aid
ally
we're
of the United
offering
States?
Them is tied, let me finish my sentence, Jay, is tied to those kinds of political and economic reforms
I gotta go,
and making sure that the free and fair election that brought Morsi to power
so you're
is replicated
to steal
so
from
that maybe
American
somebody else is
do you believe that
time?
Was free
and deny
free and
our
fair.
Military
yeah, okay.
and deny our military weapons to give it to the terrorist. Pretty sick stuff to me.
Unbelievable.
Right. Now folks, we've got a petition right now, a new petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. That's what we're saying. We're saying, "Hey, at a time where you've got to pick and choose, you choose Americans. You choose American jobs." That's you don't write extra checks, $250 million checks, to a Muslim Brotherhood government, which has already shown its abuse of human rights, its persecution of Christians, its implementation of Sharia law. The list goes on. It's the Muslim Brotherhood that they've chosen over you and me and so many Americans who actually are affected by the sequester. Folks, you choose Americans when you've got that kind of choice, and you don't go around the world and it's one hand blame everyone here and Congress for the sequester, but feel free to write $250 million checks to the Muslim Brotherhood. If you believe the Muslim Brotherhood should be sequestered first rather than Americans, call and add your name to this petition, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also sign it at aclj.org.
With the budget mess in Washington and the U.S. military being told it will face deep cuts because of the sequester, stand with the American Center for Law and Justice right now. Sign on to our petition to sequester the Muslim Brotherhood. Tell the Obama administration no more U.S. funding, period, until Egypt demonstrates through its actions that it is our ally and not our enemy. Call now, 1-877-989-2255, or add your name online, aclj.org.